WTAW News. Time is 8:05. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A majority of the College Station City Council is contemplating the formation of a citizens committee to monitor neighborhood issues. Councilman James Benham questioned what this group would do, considering what city staff is doing now and what's been done in the past 20 years.
What do we hope to accomplish that 90 volunteers, 40 city council members, 5 mayors, and 9 committees have not accomplished in the last 20 years?
Some on the council wanted to revisit the idea in 6 months, but the decision was made to bring it back during a retreat in January. Mark December 21st on your calendar to see the west side of Kyle Field come tumbling down.
The Texas A&M system won't give a specific time until the week before. The closest the public will get is around Reed Arena. Bluebell Park and the West Campus parking garage have been reserved for private viewing. If you can't make it, a live web stream is being planned. The implosion will take down the second and third decks in the press box. First deck will be removed with heavy machinery, as was the first deck on the east side last year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And whatever you think of the new freeway on and off ramps, get ready for more starting next spring. You're invited to an open house the Thursday after Thanksgiving to learn more about the new ramps planned for the freeway between FM 158 and Highway 21. Blinn College trustees have taken the next step towards moving some administrative offices off the Bryan campus. President Sylvia McMullen says a $1.4 million construction contract has been awarded for remodeling the Tejas Center at Texas and Villa Maria.
It's located off of the campus to enable our students to really be able to go there, get everything they need in one place, and it also allows us to ease some of the traffic that occurs and congestion that occurs on this campus and to protect the integrity of the instructional buildings here on the Villa Maria site.
The move of student support services to the new location is expected next March. Then on-campus renovations are supposed to be done in time for the start of fall classes next year. A College Station policeman stopping a car for an out-of-date registration resulted in arresting 4 of 5 people on a variety of drug charges. Detectives do not believe what was seized during the traffic stop on Texas near Southwest Parkway were the types of drugs connected with multiple overdoses in the Twin Cities. The city of College Station has a new economic development director. Natalie Ruiz returns to a public position after 10 years in the private sector. She says business recruitment has become more complex than the days of only offering the best financial incentives.
When you're encouraging a family or a CEO to come to your community, they're looking at quality of life. They're looking at, do we have recreational opportunities? Do we have a place for their kids to go to school? They're looking at a lot of other things than just the bottom line.
Since returning to College Station, Ruiz says they're pitching a medical company to relocate from California along with other cities in Texas. WTAW News. Time is 8:08. It's 45 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at the bottom of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
809, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. I don't know that they've necessarily cleared that accident, so we'll just let you know the traffic on North Welburn, north of Rock Prairie. Accident there, I think maybe an injury accident, and so it slowed things down. Northbound Welburn, if that's normally the way that you head to class or go to work, then need to be doing something else. Of course, you may already be stuck in it, and you know that, but just in case. Here's our weather. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor, voted best in the Brazos for 13 straight years. Go to normagtractor.com.
High pressure, it's anchored over the region. We do have some cloudiness, which has developed overnight in the area. That should give way to some sunshine later today. Temperature's going to be up to 65. We're clear to partly cloudy overnight near 40. Sun for tomorrow, highs anywhere from 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, skies are going to be clear. Lows will fall back to about 40 to 45. Thursday, lots of sunshine. Temperatures on Thursday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 10 after. Lee is here this morning from the Humane Society. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. All right. So here we go. We've got science now. This is the kind of grant money that we need to be spending right here at Texas A&M. I don't know who got the grant, but Virginia Tech. All right. Dogs slop and slosh the water they drink. Cats lick and lap. And now, thanks to science, we know why. Discovery.com's DNews says a researcher at Virginia Tech studied how cats and dogs drink using slow-motion video, came up with an insanely detailed explanation describing what makes dogs so messy and cats so dainty when it comes to drinking. The differences between the two are dogs smash their tongues into the surface of the water, creating lots of splashing. Then, when they withdraw their tongues from the water, with the acceleration that's five times the force of gravity, it pulls the water up into their mouths, almost like a reverse waterfall. Bigger and heavier dogs consume larger volumes of water, causing more splashing. Dogs also must open their mouths more to take in the fluid. Having had a lab, and for a time a Great Dane, they do, don't they?
They do.
Cats, on the other hand, drink by using the elegant plunge and pull method, with their tongues in motion that draws the water up into their mouths, sort of like an Olympic diver going straight into the water, and then putting the video into reverse. Cats also have smaller mouths, of course, decreasing the splash. So what is it? Is it dogs, their tongue goes forward or back? Because it's separate.
It's forward.
Forward, and then the cats are back,
backward,
and they pull it back in.
That's what I heard at one time.
So anyway, there you go. That's the reason the dogs splash and cats are so dainty.
They've got that slow motion video out there. I highly recommend checking it out. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's, put it on a loop. Just watch it all the time. Make you feel better, right? Cats are pretty smart. I just don't care for them.
And their tongues are also different. I mean, how sharp they are?
Sure, yeah,
versus
right.
Your dogs, which are, so I'm sure that grabs more water.
That's probably right. And again, because it's a smaller mouth and probably a smaller body in most cases, that's what happens. All right, so what's going on?
Well, we are so thankful to the folks that came out to Sterling Subaru and the Sterling Subaru folks on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was kind of not so bueno weather, but didn't stop people from coming out.
Great.
We actually went back, grabbed a couple more dogs for adoption, and did 20 adoptions on Saturday at Sterling Subaru.
Oh, my.
So,
oh, my.
A lot of dogs that had been with us a while got some homes, so it was really great. One dog actually went to some folks that they've adopted. They adopted a dog about a year ago, and about two or three years prior to that, they had adopted a dog. And so they brought all of them out, and they adopted a third dog.
Fantastic.
So it was fantastic. And the dog they adopted had been with us quite some time and just really sweet. So it was really nice to see her to go to a home.
Mm-hmm.
So great, it was a great turnout, and we thank everybody, and we especially thank Sterling Subaru. And, you'd think, okay, we're going to wind down for the holidays. Oh, no, we're just in the middle of everything.
Just getting revved up.
And we are going to be closed this Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
However, we will be open right at 11 on Saturday for photos with Santa. From 11 to 3, it will be 15-minute sessions, photos with Santa. Bring your pets, get them cleaned up over the holidays after everything gets done. Throw the dogs in the bathtub, too. Get your kids spruced up as well, and you can have one photo with Santa or several. It's 15-minute sessions, $25. Our goal is to have you leave with all the photos at that point in time,
mm-hmm.
so you can then go right and make your Christmas cards or whatever it is you do with them for the holidays or Christmas gifts as well. So, sometimes...
Now, do they need to bring a thumb drive, or how are you going to transfer?
No, we're going to send them with them on... I think we'll be putting them onto a disc for you.
So, okay. All right.
We've got that. I'm not in the technical end of that all whole right. thing. But so that's Saturday, 11 to 3, first come, first serve, no appointment necessary. So really great way to start, kick off your holiday season, get that all done, and photos with Santa. And then the following week, we're at Santa's Wonderland. This is an event we've done before where we go out with some animals as well for adoption. And then there's a profit share with a portion of the proceeds from the beverage sales going back to the shelter. So we had a great time out there last year, and we're hoping to do that again this year. So they open earlier. We will still be out there earlier. We're out there by the time they open. We're out there all night long.
All right.
And you can't miss us. You'll go right past us when you come in. So visit us, or if you've got any questions, feel free to ask us as well. And for more information on any of our events and whatnot, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, or you can find us on Facebook as well. We have an event created for each one of the events on Facebook also. So, close this Thursday and Friday, but then back open on Saturday.
All right. Sounds like a deal. Thanks for coming in this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.
Visit with folks from the Humane Society every Tuesday. And we visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays, and Brittany's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I guess a lot of the membership is enjoying a breakfast right now, huh?
Yes, a nice, delicious breakfast. done by our farmers, local farmers in the community. But, yep, I'm not enjoying it this morning.
Well, you know, that's how that happens. So tell me what else we got going on.
Well, since this week is obviously Thanksgiving, we're kind of slow around the chamber. But next week, Wednesday, December 3rd, oh, that wouldn't be next week. Oh, yeah, it would. It's already December.
It is.
Jeez, what's going on here?
Yeah.
We have BCS Chamber Community Health Briefing on influenza, Ebola, and the enterovirus D68.
Okay.
It's going to be at the College Station Hilton from 11:30 to 1. It's sponsored by St. Joseph's Healthcare System and Texas A&M Health Science Center. And it's going to be information from a local standpoint as well as a nation's response. So it's going to be very informative if you're interested in things like that. And then we have our December business after hours on December 4th, 5:30 to 7, at the George Bush Library and Museum. It's always free, and it's a good networking opportunity for everybody in
now,
the community.
And it's a lot earlier in the month. People need to make note, yes, obviously. Normally yes. Do it later in the month, but with the holidays and everything.
Yes, we just had one last week. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, with the holidays, we try to get everything done. That way nobody's having to plan around any family events.
Sure.
So, yes. And then we have December 2nd is a ribbon cutting. Pepper's Cocina. It's a new restaurant in Bryan. It's at 1411 St. Jacinto Lane, and that's from 11:30 to 12. So during lunch, so come out, support the local restaurant, and get some lunch while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And our Platinum member sponsor, our spotlight, is Texas A&M Transportation Institute.
All right, very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Yep, we visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500. Or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
A strong showing. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The economy was stronger than originally thought over the summer. The Commerce Department revised its estimate of third quarter gross domestic product growth upward. Now says the GDP expanded at a 3.9% annual rate from July through September. The final report on the GDP's performance for the quarter will be out about a month from now. Shoppers picked up the pace of buying last week. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were up more than 2% from the previous week. Sony will cut back on a couple of product lines. The consumer electronics giant plans to reduce its lines of televisions and mobile phones. Sony is counting on its PlayStation video game and image sensor businesses to make the company profitable. Nike will be an official sponsor of the U.S. Olympic team for at least 6 more years. A new contract runs through the Tokyo Games in 2020. Stock market futures still higher ahead of the Tuesday session on Wall Street. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 800-551-9026. That's 800-551-9026.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
You know, winter hasn't officially started, but you probably already know which windows you have that are not doing their job. Intercon can help you with that, either repairing your existing windows or replacing them and putting more energy-efficient windows in for you so that your utility bill can kind of be within your control. Can't control the weather, obviously, but if that weather's coming into your home with the cool air, remember that that exchange is going on all the time. You just happen to notice it more because it's cold air that's coming in during the winter months. If you're a BTU customer, there's also some incentives that they have, so check with them. But most importantly, get in touch with Intercon. Let them come out. Have a look at your window situation, assess it for you, give you some suggestions as to what you can do, whether it's replacement or repair. And then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure. Intercon does not operate that way. How they do operate is a hometown company, a father and son started company, and they have local people who do all their work for them. So give Oscar or Brad Beard a call at Intercon at 823-3639 and do what you can to take care of this cold weather that we may have headed our way. Intercon, 823-3639.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
Final Kevin Sumlin show of the year is tonight. We'll be at Wings and More on University Drive beginning at 7 o'clock. You'll hear it over many of these same stations, 7 to 8. It's 1 hour of Texas A&M football. Aggies getting ready for the big Thanksgiving night game against LSU. Take questions from the floor like this one from a recent show.
Coach, who stepped up in the leadership role Saturday?
Everybody who played.
Kind of like that.
I would say this. We had a lot of fun
to be had tonight at Wings and More on University Drive, 7 to 8, the final Kevin Sumlin show. The Aggies then will take on LSU coming up on Thanksgiving night. We'll broadcast that game over this radio station beginning at 5:30. The Fan Zone will be on the air from 3:30 to 5:30. I'm Dave South. That's another Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health, 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
You've got 30 minutes to get in better shape. And the Super Slow Zone system has that 30-minute plan that they customize for you with the equipment that they have on their location right there on Rock Prairie Road. Give them a call at 693-6100. You go through some questions. You actually try the equipment, and then you set appointments. And you keep those appointments just like you would with a doctor. Again, about 30 minutes. You start twice a week. Then it becomes one time a week. And it's a specially designed program just for you. As I've told you before, there's pieces of equipment there I haven't used in the years that I've been going to Super Slow Zone because that's not part of my personal plan. And you have an instructor who takes you through it. They're right there to set the machines up for you so that it is as efficient as it can possibly be. No lights, no loud music. You don't even have to wear special clothing. Just give them a call and find out how Super Slow can make a difference for you. 693-6100. Minutes a week in shape for life. Super Slow Zone.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
I guess you saw the news just like I did. Seems like every couple of years or so, the government has to come along and crack down on some outfit who's selling some kind of diet program that claims you can lose weight fast by taking their magic pill. The government has to shut them down for false claims or, well, That's why I'm so happy to endorse what is probably the safest and most effective diet on the market today, the Active 8 weight loss diet developed by Dr. Michael Steelman. Well, it worked for me. I lost over 75 pounds with this diet, and I've kept it off for over 4 years now. And it's worked for so many others, too. And never, never a problem. It's safe, and it really works. You can lose weight and keep it off for the rest of your life. www.active8products.com. That's active and the number 8 products.com. Or you can call them toll free at 800-465-4411. That's active8products.com or 800-465-4411.
Taxes will be the death of us yet. Any idea who said that? Well, I have to be honest and tell you that I'm not sure either. It actually has been attributed to about 10 people, but I haven't found the definitive source as yet. And we all know that it was a tax that really started that whole revolutionary thing back in 1776. The king had levied a tax on tea, and Americans loved tea. At least at that time we did. We remember from our history books the story of how those brave colonists who dressed up like Indians and boarded British ships in Boston Harbor by the dark of night threw tons of tea into the water in protest of the tea tax. And basically, we colonials have been pretty cranky about our taxes ever since. But I don't know if you realize the extent of the tax that our forefathers were under. I mean, was a penny or two on some tea really that big a deal? Well, yes, it was. Mostly because of all the other taxes the king had come up with. For example, did you know there was a hat tax? Yeah, there was a tax on how many hats you owned and wore. At one time, you had to pay tax on your hat, and then you had to put a hat tax stamp proving that you paid the tax inside your hat, and you were subject to inspection by the tax collector any time you wore that hat in public. That wasn't all, not by a long shot. There was also a glove tax, an almanac tax, a dice tax, a perfume tax, a wallpaper tax, and even a tax on the white powder you put on your hair. But there was one more tax that caught my attention, and it did answer a bunch of questions that I've had ever since I've visited many of our historical homes back east. I always wondered why they were so dark. Now, I always thought that glass was in short supply. And in fact, it was in many parts of the West, but not back east. We had a number of glass factories. But it's a little known fact, and a pretty much forgotten and ignored fact, too, that at one time, there was a window tax. The more windows you had, the more it cost you every year just to look out into the street. Interesting, huh? But it does give us a little more insight into why those fellows got so upset when yet one more tax was thrown at them, and this time on their favorite beverage, tea.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Today, my three must-have apps that will make you a Black Friday warrior. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. It's hard to believe, but Thanksgiving is almost here. As I think about the things I'm thankful for this year, exploring Paris, our family reunion, spending quality time with my son, new listeners and stations for my national show, I'm especially thankful those memories are protected. Carbonite protects my family photos and all of my digital files by automatically backing them up right to the cloud. You can try Carbonite yourself at Carbonite.com. You'll get 2 free bonus months when you use offer code KIM. Data is an important part of my life, both at home and here at the show. That's why I use Carbonite for both my personal files and my business data. I'm thankful Carbonite has my back. While I'm on the air, Carbonite's running the show behind the scenes. Carbonite consistently and automatically backs up my databases, customer lists, and important schedules right to the cloud. So this way, I don't have to think about it. Start backing up at Carbonite.com. You'll get 2 free bonus months when you use offer code KIM. Carbonite.com, offer code KIM. Take a look at the date. You see that Christmas is exactly 1 month away. and Black Friday sales are already underway. So today, here are my three must-have apps that will let you take control. For gift planning, try an app called Santa's Bag for iPhones and Christmas List Snowball for Androids. If you're buying for kids, get the app called Shop for Kids. And now, the all-important price comparison apps. First, scan product barcodes and get virtually instant price comparisons for the same items at both local and online retailers with the Shop Savvy app. Next, Amazon's app and the Walmart Savings Catcher are both very good and work on iPhones and Androids. All the apps I just mentioned are free, of course. Now keep up on all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com and follow all the major Black Friday deals at commando.com/Black Friday. That's KOMANDO.com.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Solar Secrets from Blades of Grass. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Blades of grass carpeting a lawn comprise a super efficient solar collecting system with lots of light gathering surface area. UMass Amherst polymer chemist Alejandro Briseño and his team have created tiny solar electric cells in the form of organic nanopillars that mimic the grass blades. He says each nanopillar is a single crystal grown on a carbon scaffold.
And so we've been able to essentially train these molecules to stack into coins to form these single crystal pillars.
In the journal Nano Letters, Briseño and his colleagues report using a variety of different materials to create solar cells with different attributes. While not as efficient and durable as silicon solar cells, he says the organic nanopillars will be as cheap to make as plastic and could be used in low-cost sensors, toys, patches, and stickers. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There was a mix of opinions among the College Station City Council whether to create a community-based committee addressing neighborhood issues. The council majority decided to revisit the idea when they hold a retreat in January. The idea, from Steve Aldrich, is an attempt at being proactive in city relationships with full-time residents and college students.
There needs to be a group of community people who are meeting together and communicating back to their constituencies, back to their affinity groups, back to those people who they're hearing the problems from. And I think it would be a functional process way for us to deal with something, and I'm willing to give it a shot to see if it doesn't work. It doesn't work, but we tried.
James Benham wondered what this group would do that hasn't been considered over the last 20 years.
Take the four committees plus the five neighborhood plans. That's nine different efforts with hundreds of volunteers if you include the neighborhood plans. It's going to take more staff time. We just made another series of changes on rental registration. We're just increasing our code enforcement, which has been a big problem. We've been understaffed on code enforcement.
If and when it's created, the group would include representatives from neighborhoods, homeowners associations, university students and administrators, rental property investors, and realtor and apartment associations. The Texas A&M system has announced when the west side of Kyle Field will be imploded.
The early morning of December 21st, the second and third decks along with the press box will come down. A specific time will be announced the week before. 2 hours after the end of the Thanksgiving night football game between the Aggies and LSU, the stadium again becomes a construction zone. From that point until the implosion, heavy equipment will remove the west side's first deck, similar to what happened last year on the east side. Public viewing will be allowed around Reed Arena. The West Campus Garage and Bluebell Park are restricted to private events. Welburn Road and Joe Route Boulevard will be closed. If you can't make it in person, a live web stream is being planned. When completed, seating capacity will drop to 102,512. That's down 4,000 from this year to make room for suites and other amenities for boosters, fans, and the media. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Construction will start right away on Blaine College's new off-campus student support services at the Tejas Center at Villa Maria in Texas. Brazos County Campus President Sylvia McMullen says trustees have awarded a $1.4 million contract.
We're moving our enrollment services, our veterans services, our financial aid, everything that I would consider front-end systems, advising and counseling.
The move is supposed to take place next March, followed by renovation of vacated offices on campus. Project funding comes from a $10 million bond sale. More freeway construction will be taking place in North Bryan. There will be an open house at the TxDOT District Office the Thursday after Thanksgiving related to rebuilding freeway on and off ramps from William Joel Bryan Boonville exit north to Highway 21. Construction of the nearly $5 million project starts next spring. A drug bust conducted by College Station police had a Breaking Bad theme. One of four people arrested had a wallet bearing the name Heisenberg and a caricature of the actor Bryan Cranston, who portrayed the methamphetamine-making professor. The wallet was in a silver case belonging to 21-year-old Matthew Hayhurst of Bryan. According to the arrest report, the box also had ledgers with drug transactions and five types of drugs, including meth and a homemade mix named Cloud. Two others inside the car, 18-year-old Jasmine Lopez and 19-year-old Christopher Collins of College Station, told the officer they made the Cloud from combining two dry chemicals they purchased over the Internet. They believed it was a legal alternative to another illegal drug nicknamed Molly. A backpack belonging to Collins had the raw materials for Cloud. The discovery of the drugs was due to the officer pulling over a car on Texas near Southwest Parkway with out-of-date vehicle registration. The driver, 31-year-old Dawn Graff of College Station, was arrested for giving a false identity, and she was wanted in a prior court case charging her with cocaine possession. Detectives do not believe that these drugs that were seized are connected with multiple drug overdose cases in the Twin Cities, which has led to at least one death. College Station's new economic development director has hit the ground running. Natalie Ruiz says in addition to businesses and industrial recruitment, she's after retail expansion to grow sales taxes.
That benefits all of us. Increasing that and increasing your property tax sales base, you're also able to pay for those new fire trucks, pay for a new fire station, your police protection, pay for some of the other things that we enjoy here that we often take for granted.
Ruiz met recently with a medical company based in San Diego looking to relocate to Texas. This is the second time Ruiz has worked for the city of College Station, having started issuing building permits while attending Texas A&M and later becoming the city's development manager. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 46 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620, WTAW. I'm good.
At the Bank and Trust, our free checking is still free. No hassles, no gimmicks, no kidding. Our free checking features unlimited check writing, no monthly service charge, no minimum balance requirement, free instant issue debit cards, free online and mobile banking, and much more. Have you checked with your bank lately to see if your free checking is still free? Visit us online at banktbt.com and open your free checking account today. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC.
Wow your customers, associates, and clients with personalized and custom holiday cards from Copy Corner. From choosing what you'd like the front of your card to look like with your company logo or picture of your staff, to picking what you'd like the holiday greeting to say inside, to completing it all with personalized signatures, Copy Corner makes planning your office holiday cards easy and impressive. Go to Copy Corner. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location across from Outback Steakhouse. That's 694-2679.
Lynn College invites you to deck the halls this holiday season with the Bald Knobbers, a Branson favorite for more than 55 years. Along with country music and side-splitting comedy that has made them famous for decades, they will also be performing their traditional Christmas show that will bring Yuletide fun to the entire family. Showtime is 3 p.m. Sunday, December 14th at the Brenham High School Auditorium. Tickets are as low as $20 and can be purchased online at blend.edu/foundation or by calling 979-830-4495.
What's new at College Station's Christmas at the Creek? A 2,000-square-foot synthetic ice rink, Santa and Grinch look-alike contests, a giant Texas snow dome, and two holiday movies on a big screen. We'll have all the traditional favorites, too. Lights, hayrides, photos with Santa, stage performances, shopping, and much more. Join us December 5th and 6th at Wolfpin Creek Park for Christmas at the Creek. Full details are at cstx.gov/Christmas. That's cstx.gov/Christmas.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We'll start our Tuesday off with some cloudiness. Satellite photos showing it drifting across the region. As the day goes on, the cloudiness should thin and we'll see some sun develop. Temperatures will make their way up to 65 today. It'll be clear to partly cloudy overnight, 40. Sunshine for tomorrow, 65 to 70. Clear tomorrow night, lows will be 40 to 45. Sunshine's the forecast for Thanksgiving Day. Temperatures will range from 65 to 70 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, the guy's name is Kenneth Hansraj. He is a New York back surgeon. Think about this. Let's take, four adult-sized bowling balls. Okay?
Got it.
Or you can take six plastic grocery bags full of food. Or you could take your average 8-year-old. Any of those and hang them on your neck. And that's what's happening when you're looking down at your phone. According to new calculations that have been published in Surgical Technology International, the amount of force exerted on the head of an adult human when they are looking down at their phone. This is the way the story was written. This is in the Atlantic. This is the way the story was written, though. We said, according to the new calculation published in the journal Surgical Technology, the amount of force exerted on the head of an adult human who is looking down at her phone. Now, why did they do that? Why did they do that? An average American head weighs between 10 and 12 pounds, and tilting it down so you can look at Facebook or send a text or Google, the weight of the human head increases the gravitational pull, okay, on the cranium. As the head is tilted forward, the force seen by the neck surges to 27 pounds at 15 degrees, 40 pounds at 30 degrees, and 49 pounds at 45 degrees, and finally 60 pounds at 60 degrees, he has written in his paper. And for a long time, really, they've talked about the scourge of text neck. It's certainly some eyebrow-raising numbers here. You learn that looking at Twitter in the supermarket checkout line is the equivalent, basically, of giving an aardvark a piggyback ride. I like the visual. So there you are. Just one more thing to think about. So again, I guess just hold your head up and look at your phone that way, if that's if need be. But yeah, amazing how people have an extra 7 seconds. They're gonna pick up the old phone. Russian officials considering recruiting reindeer for police work. Police work in police in northwest Siberia say they may start deputizing reindeer to help chase down criminals. Officials say criminals often use reindeer as getaway rides. What? Really? So it only makes sense. Well, some of them have some pretty spectacular horns. I don't know that, if they don't want you on there, bad things could happen to you. But anyway, it makes sense, the police say. If they could start using them, too. A spokesperson says a snowmobile can break down or get stuck in the tundra, but the reindeer will run at all times. Police in nearby Finland have been using reindeer, actually, for years to patrol the forest areas.
Hon Dasher, Hon Dancer.
Really? Get along, little reindeer. Guy in Long Island, New York, tried to pull into his driveway, slammed into his neighbor's house instead. 20-year-old Dallas Vedela came home from a night of drinking, pulled into what he thought was his driveway. Instead, he allegedly drove through his neighbor's yard, crashed through the wall, landed in their kitchen. Family jolted out of bed. Luckily, nobody's hurt. He was arrested, charged with DWI. Wonder if they'd met before. That's why you have neighborhood night out, so you can meet those people before you run into their kitchen in a drunken stupor. Just saying. Okay, so never feel the need to order takeout after a poorly cooked meal again. We got a new Kickstarter project for you. It's called Pantelligent. Pantelligent, which is exactly like a frying pan, only it's smarter. If you're fed up with the fact that frying pans have barely changed in thousands of years, four MIT engineers created the high-tech frying pan. It has a temperature sensor on the inside that communicates with a smartphone app to give the chef a step-by-step guide to cooking the perfect meal. Soon we'll all be able to be jaw-droppingly stupid because we'll have an app for everything. The app comes preloaded with a bunch of recipes, including ones for buttermilk pancakes, mushroom risotto, seared scallops, salmon, scallion pancakes, and more. All you have to do is choose which one that you want, click Start Cooking, electronics in the handle transmit the data to a phone through Bluetooth. You just tap the phone to the pan's handle, you get the data, and the app can say how hot the pan is and when to add ingredients and when to stir or flip. All the cook needs to do is follow the alerts.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Man, I was going to be sarcastic about this one, but it's a really neat idea.
Pantelligent, $200.
Okay, they can keep it.
Okay.
One thing that I would criticize it on, and it's not so much the pan. The pan's great. It's just the lack of intuition that people get when they're not in charge of their cooking.
Okay, you're right. That's exactly right. Sure. And then when they don't get back to the pan when they're supposed to, they're going to blame the app. Is that it?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But then, see, there's probably an automatic shutoff then if it's connected.
Hello?
Yeah, so we start developing Tex-Mex in the grocery line and then complete the job when we get home to cook it.
That's exactly right. You got to be looking down at the pan because you can't be holding it up in front of you. That'd be pretty messy.
Also, it looks like nonstick, which I just don't even have a nonstick pan in my house.
Let's spend all of our time looking down forever. What do you think? Just saying.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Brazilian airline changed one of its flight numbers after a renowned clairvoyant predicted a plane bearing the original number would crash shortly after takeoff. Really? Juscelino Nobrega de Luz, who says that he predicted the deaths of Princess Diana and Brazilian racing legend
Ayrton Senna.
Ayrton Senna, thank you. Told authorities that flight JJ3720, set to depart last Wednesday from Sao Paulo, would develop engine trouble and crash, leaving nothing to chance. The airline simply changed the flight code. Really? Did they check the engine, too? I mean, I'm just saying. I understand what you think the problem might be, but it could be more than just the flight number.
Yeah, don't deal so much with the paint.
No. Let's talk about the whole story here. All right. Best laid plans go awry. Tulsa, Oklahoma couple Andy and Sarah Justice had longing in their hearts to have children but struggled to conceive. And after 3.5 years, Andy and Sarah decided to go to a specialist, but treatment was too expensive. Instead, they went in a different direction and contacted an adoption agency connected to the Crisis Pregnancy Center. In the adoption process, the birth mother got to choose the family she wanted her child to go to, and Andy and Sarah were happy when they got the call from a mom letting them know that she had selected them. Sarah began bonding with the mom by taking her to her doctor appointments, ultrasound appointments, and all that, and they received an amazing surprise. The doctor told them the birth mom was carrying triplets. Hey! Three times the fun. On May 18th, Joel, Hannah, and Elizabeth welcomed into the Justice family. Great story. Well, the Justice family found out she's pregnant with twins now.
Oh, my.
So they'll go from 0 to 5. They'll have a basketball team here in just a little while. Right there. So, just letting you know. So, the thing about the world's archaeological treasures, they are awe-inspiring, that's for sure. They also are awe-inspiring for extra embellishments that are being added by Mozons. Just in case you're tempted to deface an ancient piece of history, perhaps a $24,000, $865 fine, $24,865 fine for one tourist who decided to carve his initials in Rome's Colosseum. We'll change your mind.
Wow.
One letter, K. In what world? I mean, really?
His.
In what? Yeah. Well.
And we have to live in his.
Yeah, has to pay for it now. That's
good.
That's the good part of this. Oh boy. It says Star Wars The Force Awakens trailer debuts this weekend. Let's talk about what's really important. A flurry of rumors have hit the web. It's now official. The trailer for the Star Wars The Force Awakens will debut at selected theaters. The trailer reportedly 88 stirring seconds long. It'll play in 30 theaters in U.S. America.
Disney also promises the trailer will be seen in theaters around the world this December. There's no word as to what movies the trailer will be playing before. A source says it's attached to all movies. Yeah, well, I'm thinking Disney movies in the 30 theaters where it's currently scheduled to play. Wow. Man.
I saw a teaser for Jurassic World.
I don't know what that means.
There was a teaser trailer. You know what that is.
Oh, sure.
And this was 12 seconds, and it just said, new trailer coming out Friday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I've got so much to do. I have to go shopping. I have to go see trailers. Oh, the time.
There's always a special at your Rattler's convenience stores. And November has some great ones, like buy any Golden Flakes chips, get a small fountain drink free, or any gum or mints for only a dollar with your Rattler's rewards card. Also get 12 packs of imported beer for just $13.99. Check out their everyday low prices on 1 gallon of milk, only $2.99. A loaf of white bread, only 99 cents. And a dozen eggs, only $1.09. And don't forget Rattler's twofers, like two Bon Appetit Bear Claws, two for only $3. Starbucks Frappuccino, only $2.22 when you buy two. Rattler's, friendly, clean, Texan.
Acme Glass wants to take an opportunity to thank all their loyal customers. You know, in 65 years, you end up with a lot of loyal customers. But there are always people who are new to town who need to understand what kind of opportunities they have and options when it comes to glass. Well, again, with 65 years experience, people from all walks of life have come to know that Acme Glass can be there and do the job when you need it. Because it's important when glass needs to be replaced, there's security concerns, there's safety concerns. Acme Glass understands that. They'll come to you and they'll fix the glass in your home, in your business, your vehicle, your piece of heavy equipment that's out in the middle of the field someplace, agricultural equipment or construction equipment, they'll come to you. All it takes is a phone call to Acme Glass. They'll be on the way. Have you gotten a little pop or a chip in your windshield because something got thrown up into the windshield? Get that thing fixed quickly because it can end up being a crack and that can spread across your windshield. I had that happen to me on a Saturday morning. It took about 16 minutes and they had it fixed for me. And by the way, if you get your windshield from Acme Glass and you get one of those pops, they will repair that free for as long as you own that car. That's what you could expect from a company like Acme Glass, who's been around for 65 years. Downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M and College Station, Acme Glass.
Allen Honda always provides you with a great car buying experience. Come in today and see the entire line of fuel-efficient new Hondas, from the Civic and Accord to the Element and the Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda. Allen Honda Service Department is top-notch, always giving attention to every detail so your Honda's operating at its very best. Allen Honda on the Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station. Come in for a great buying experience. Allen's got your Honda.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 8 minutes till. Carbs are more harmful for you than saturated fats. That's the result of a study that the Ohio State University has put out. The good news for you deep-fried turkey fans, their research found that you can eat double or even triple the amount of saturated fats and not drive up your blood levels. Okay? But don't actually do that, because saturated fats also are linked to problems like heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
And now, so are the carbs. Carbs are associated with the same heightened levels of fatty acid as saturated fats. That means that carbs also are linked to an increased risk of diabetes and heart disease. Study comes out in PLOS ONE. Oh, we talked yesterday about how Stanford has put together some gloves that give you like gecko-type qualities, you know, mm-hmm. little bristles and things so you can climb, and they have pictures of a researcher climbing a glass wall. A guy in Indy has been nicknamed Spider-Man because he has the ability to scale walls. 27-year-old Brown Raju climbs buildings with his bare hands, regularly impresses locals and tourists in his town by scaling the walls of a 17th-century fort.
I've seen that. It's actually pretty remarkable.
Mr. Raju says that he's setting his sights on something much higher. He currently plans to climb the world's tallest building. That's the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. Mr. Raj never uses safety harnesses, nets, or any climbing equipment, only his hands. Admits he hurts himself many times and has metal rods implanted all over his body, because of injuries, he says. I like pain. I don't feel bad if I get hurt.
Okay.
That's a little weird. Yeah, that's a little weird. Public restroom hand dryers spread more germs than paper towels.
Yay, because I hate those.
That's the result of the new British study, which looked at bacteria levels on warm air dryers and high-powered jet air dryers and paper towels. U.S. News and World Report says the jet dryers were the worst, with bacteria levels in the air around them at 4.5 times higher than around the warm air dryers and 27 times higher than paper towel dispensers. Now, the jet dryer, is that that thing where you stick your hands in and they dry? Or is it the one that blows air out? See, I don't know.
I think that blows air out.
Because the jet there, the thing you stick your hands in is pretty, it's pretty
yeah,
cool.
Those are cool.
Not bad at all. All right, this year's must-have Christmas gift, apparently the toy Elsa doll from Disney's Frozen, already causing holiday havoc in Ireland. Police say that the Smythe's toy shop near Dublin, there was a fight that broke out over the last remaining 18-inch snow glow Elsa doll. Witnesses say at least one parent required medical treatment when violence erupted. More toy stores are completely sold out of them. Apparently, the doll retails for $35. So, just saying, Arnold Schwarzenegger was in some movie that had something to do with that, as I recall. One of those.
I haven't celebrated Festivus in years. What is your interest?
Well, just tell me everything, huh?
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us. Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
Frank, this new holiday of yours is scratching me right where I itch.
Let's do it then.
All right.
Festivus is back! I'll get the pole out of the crawl space.
There you go. It's December the 23rd, just so you know. That's a Tuesday. We'll be celebrating.
When it comes to football, it's all about teamwork. Run by a team in Navasota and let our team work for you. Hustle in to get $8,000 off MSRP on 2014 Dodge 1500 Crew Cabs.
Nice price.
Or you can score big with $9,000 off the 2500 Dodge Longhorn.
Nice price.
Tackle huge savings with $6,000 off the Dodge Charger RT.
Nice price.
Win big this football season with a new vehicle from Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at SevCheck Service Center come in. SevCheck has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
About 3 minutes till, and by the way, that Elsa thing is selling worldwide.
Oh,
As if they haven't already made $1 billion on that movie. I mean, literally $1 billion. They got that thing going on for them, too.
So. Hey, a blast for the past for you real quick.
Okay.
Tom Turbeville posted last night on Facebook. Obviously, CNN and Fox both decided no 10-second delay was necessary.
Yeah.
It's a live F-bomb fest.
Yeah, it was. It really was. So the Butterball Turkey line is still open. How many more years are they going to do that? I mean, who still does that? You can call, if you're poultry impaired, 1-800-BUTTERBALL between the hours of 5 in the morning until 5 in the evening local time.
Not everyone has a smartphone. I mean, the line's jitterbug friendly.
Or you can email them. That was tacky. And you can email them too, by the way, if you want to. Or they got the website, which is butterball.com.
I heard a good suggestion. I don't know if it works. I haven't tried it yet. But roast your turkey upside down for the first hour, then flip it over.
Yes. Yep. Good idea. When the Butterball Turkey talk line opened in 1980, 6 home economists responded to 11,000 calls in the first year alone. Or you can call the government if you want. Why the heck would you call the government? Why would you think they would be able to give you a good answer? probably give you the most expensive way to do things.
All right. But one turkey for 2014. Yeah, thank you for your information.
Yeah, exactly right. Yep. Yeah, yeah. Press 1 for Spanish, 2 for Mandarin, 3 for English. This date in history, Alfred Nobel patented dynamite. Let's give him a prize.
Awesome.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I mean, think about that. Wonder how many times he tried before he got exactly what he was looking for. Did he find something that was more explosive and didn't use it? And what were they using dynamite for back in 1867? Let's see. I guess moving
rocks.
Yeah. This date, 1920, is when they're saying that first play-by-play was between the Texas A&M Aggies and the University of Texas Longhorns. We're not sure if that's right, but that's as good a date as any.
Sure, why not?
Right. In 2002, President George W. Bush signed legislation creating the Department of Homeland Security and appointed Tom Ridge as its head. He probably didn't get any sleep for a week.
No.
We're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Brian.